Primos y primas, que lo que, welcome, bienvenidos to the Dear God Are We There Yet, the podcast con tu prima favorita, soy Alicia Sanchez, and yes, this podcast is bilingual, empowering social good one conversation at a time, sharing weekly insights and inspirations from people adding their magic to make this world a better place. Whether you want to learn more about volunteer travel, being more socially conscious, or you love a good conversation that breaks down barriers while evoking pasión and emoción, this is the podcast for you. Grab a cafecito y vamos a hablar. Primos y primas, que lo que, another episode. So, I want to talk about the shifts in our life and the three things that, and this is, again, yo no soy terapista, you know, I'm not a therapist, I'm not any of that. These are just things that I've learned along the way and I've read and I want to share with you guys, because social good is all about starting with self. You know, if we're not kind to ourselves, if we are not taking time for ourselves, which is a form of volunteering, how can we do for others, right? But today I want to talk about, you know, the three signs or the three things. If you notice these three things in your life, it's because you are having a major shift and a major shift in realization, a self-realization. And the world needs you in a different way. And the world needs you to show up in a different way. Y ya tú sabes, you know that I am a very spiritual person in the sense that I believe, I'm a heavy believer. And in the sense of that, like, nosotros no estamos solo en este mundo. We are not alone in this world. It's full of people and spiritual guidance and energy. And I'm huge on that. But I've been noticing in my own personal life, and when I come very vulnerable on this podcast, it's because it comes from my truth and my experiences, and that's why it's important for you to kind of take this with a grain of salt and evaluate if this works for you. And of course, always, always do your own research and keep up with what works for you. And if this is something that you learned and you love, please share it, because the podcast is, and so what, this is what it's all about. And of course, I just want to jump in, you know, the three things that you notice as soon as you start noticing these things in your life, like, and I'm not talking about noticing it for one time. I'm talking about, like, you are literally noticing it back to back. And it's like the situations in your life that are coming, and I guess some people will call it signs, and I don't want to use the word signs. I just want to call it experiences or situations. Because it's forcing you into a shift. And I don't know too much about astrology. I'm gonna be very honest. I don't know about a lot of things, but I do believe in, you know, in certain realms of that. but this is the first one is a heavy hitter. When something, someone, or an experience you throws you under the rug to make them feel good, to make you feel bad, when something, someone, or an experience is putting you under the rug. So let me get to the point on it, on a situation or an experience. You know, we walk around in our lives and we are around people, no matter if we are, you know, if we're introverts or we'd like to stay home, whatever, we're always around people. Either either we do it through our family, our children, our significant others, we're always around people. And sometimes those experiences come from people. And as a matter of fact, it can also come from external people, like people you meet on the streets and you're sharing something. You ever had that where, I actually saw a post the other day where someone's like, you could be doing everything right. You could try to be positive. You could try to uplift people. You could try to speak your truth and give people what they want, and that somebody or something will always try to bring you down or put you under the rug. And if you feel something in your body where it's telling you, I don't believe that. That is your truth. That is not my truth. That is not my perspective. That is not my point of view. A shift is about to happen. Because let me tell you something, and I actually learned this from my therapist. Because you know, I have a nonprofit and there's so much that goes on in my psyche and my emotional state. I mean, reading stories, dealing with certain situations and seeing how the world is and how magical and beautiful the world is. And at the same time, how many opportunities there are in the world to make it a better place through people. And sometimes it's a lot. And, you know, I try to tell myself, like, it's going to be okay. It's going to be great. And you can't confide in everyone. You can't tell everyone everything because their mental state might not be there. And so their reaction initially might not be what you need. But if you find yourself in este momento or in that moment, if you find yourself telling yourself and you feeling good and not feeling hurt, like initially, emotionally, as a human, you will feel hurt when someone tries to bring you down, put you under the rug, call you names, and they call it their truth. That they're being true because they're calling you names and making you feel under the rug, like you are not good enough. That is not truth. And if you initially feel a little rubbed and feeling a little sad, but then automatically you feel at peace, you're going through a shift. You're finally realizing that someone else's opinion of you and someone else's experience and perception of you does not align with who you are. And you are so strong and you're getting so much stronger to be able to differentiate that and say, thank you. And keep going. And that is the number one, I will say, because it's not like it's one and done, okay? Óyeme real quick. And again, I'm not a therapist. I'm none of these things. These are just, I'm just talking to you like a prima, like it's 1995. But when we go through these situations, you could be in public and you can say something to someone and someone gives them their opinion of you or what you're doing or whatever. And initially, your first reaction is like, okay, that didn't sit right. But then you quickly, in your mind, quickly just shifts from one aspect to another and be like, okay, that's their truth. That's their experience. That's their perception. That's not mine. You are experiencing a shift in your life. And that's how God shows up. That's how the world shows up. And those are like little prueba. That is like little, ¿cómo se dice prueba? Like little trials, like little tests, okay? To say, how about your emotional state? And I'm going to be honest with you. That number one recently happened to me. And when I tell you at first, it's like how you grab something really quick. Have everybody, like, tira una pelota, like they throw a ball at you. And you quickly, like, you have your instincts so quickly, just even if you don't catch it, but you quickly move and then you catch it. You're like, dang, where did that come from? That is your inner shift. That is a part of your inner shift. And again, these are my experiences. Este mi una conversación con ustedes hoy. Que yo estoy dando mi opinión. It doesn't mean that it's your truth. But these are experiences that I've had, even working in the nonprofit, about these shifts and how I react to things. And it hurts the most when it's people that you love. And so that's why I'm saying that's when you have to notice that this is a shift that's coming your way. And when you see that, when you feel that, when you are seeing clearly and in your immediate reaction is to feel that emotion, either sadness, angry, whatever, but then quickly turn that emotion to saying, to tell yourself, and you're not psyching yourself. You're not saying, oh my God, or am I this? No, you're saying, well, that's their truth and their experience, or they might be angry about something, or maybe they do have some truth in it, but you don't hold on to it completely like it's 100% who you are, because the only person who knows who you are is you and God. That's it. So when you feel that, when you're catching that vibration and you catch it like a ball, that's how you know there's a shift happening in your life about how you're feeling, and that every time you're going to remember that, like, that reaction. The second one I want to share with you is, you know, everybody talks about, it's like, again, another shift in your life is when you start to say to yourself, okay, positive, positive, negative, negative, what is considered positive and what is considered negative? And I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to tell you something right now. People know me as kind of like this unicorn in a sense. And sometimes I use it as a mechanism because I feel that like though sometimes us of the world or humans or people, we automatically go to the negative. And I've tried to psych myself to be like, well, let's do to the positive. Let's just go straight to the positive. And the problem with that is, and this is why I'm telling you, these are three ways that you know. And again, three ways and my perception, again, my experiences, but you could agree with me or you could say, hey, I felt that or I didn't feel that. So the number one, we already said it, is when, you know, an experience, a person or something, and you automatically feel that emotion. And then you go ahead and make sure that you stay strong with who you are based on whatever has been said about you or towards you or what you're doing. The second one is the positive, positive, negative, negative. You know, there is so much positivity in this world, but there is so much negativity in this world. What is positive and what is negative? And how to feel both. How to feel both. So my whole point is feeling both. Feeling both aspects of positive and negative. And again, back to my personal experience, yo siempre estoy como un unicorn, right? And I always go to the positive because it's so easy to go to the negative. But then my therapist was like, but hold on, are you really feeling the negative? Are you thinking about the negative? And because you think of the negative does not make you negative. And because you feel the positive does not make you just a unicorn. You have to have a balance in that negative and positive. And it's so funny because reacting with the opposite or reacting with the understanding of both is a shift in your life. And I'm going to just tell you guys a little story because this has happened to me lately where I've been very vulnerable on social media and just my emails to our community about things that I usually don't talk about. I never talk about politics. I never talk about religion. It's just something that I never talk about because it's really, really uncomfortable sometimes. But it's uncomfortable because, you know, I literally respect everyone, but I know everyone, the way that they perceive or the way that they react. And I can't change anything about that. And so that's why I probably always stayed away from talking about those things that make me feel uncomfortable or that might feel icky when we shouldn't, because I have a nonprofit where we talk about everything. And so I welcome light, but I also have to welcome darkness. And I know this sounds like una locura what I'm saying, but you gotta welcome the positive and the negative, and then you choose from there. But if you just go from one aspect to another and you're only focusing on the positive or you're only focusing on the bad, then that's not allowing you to grow as a person. And it's so crazy because I was reading a book the other day, and actually I was pulling some excerpts from The Secret and some other spiritual guidance, and I was just looking in tune, and it was just like, we have to welcome both because that's what the world is. It's both. And so when I welcome people's opinions, I welcome them in the sense of thank you for sharing. Thank you for sharing that. Thank you for bringing that. Thank you for putting those emotions and those feelings. And it's not taking it personally, and it's not trying to save the world or solve the issue or be the unicorn. And so when you see that in your life showing up and you automatically want to just go to one aspect, the positive, or one aspect, the negative, you tell yourself that when someone puts on their negativity on you, welcome it with positivity. And when someone welcomes their positivity, don't bring on negativity to it, but try to understand what the negative side of how they're thinking, how they're feeling, what those negative emotions might be. Because nosotros estamos pensando, we're thinking about the world and we're thinking about our family. But like I said in the beginning of this podcast, social good starts with us and what we do. And the last thing about a shift in our lives is about change. Every single day we change. Every single day there's an opportunity for a shift. and how we react, how we feel, how we love every single day. The person you are, and we've heard this all the time.
Y estamos oyendo esto cada rato, que ayer la persona que yo era ayer no soy la persona que yo soy hoy.
Yesterday, I'm a different person from today. I'm a different person from my childhood to my adulthood, my early 20s to my mid 30s to whatever, in my 50s and my 60s and 70s and on forward, because every single day I am changing. And the minute we realize that that change is actually a good thing, no matter if the situations are a little funky or a little weird, those are the shifts that we know that we have to welcome, that we are not the same person we are yesterday. We're not supposed to be. That's how we understand there's a shift. If my perception thinks the same as I thought yesterday, where am I shifting? Where is that change coming from? And so I'm bringing this podcast to you guys today because, you know, I see so many things that happen in the world, and sometimes I have to take myself away from either social media or pop culture or the news or whatever like that. And even my own reading, I have to literally dive into novels, because sometimes too much of one thing, it can just be, it's not letting me understand all aspects. And how can I be welcoming and open if I'm not really trying to understand all aspects, even if I don't agree? And so I don't have to agree with you, but I can agree to disagree with you. And I want to feel okay with that and content with that, because I should respect you no matter what, because you are your own person. So I hope you enjoyed this podcast today, and I hope you got something out of it. And remember, these three things that show up in your life, you know, when someone puts you down, they're calling you names, or they're insinuating that you are an X type of person, their judgment against you or for you or whatever the case is. Remember to react with that emotion. But also, if you are quickly realizing that those things are not true, because they're not. And maybe if some of those things are true, you're realizing that those things don't define you. You are welcoming a shift in your life. When you are seeing that positive and negative, and you're being able to see both things and have a conversation about both aspects and really understand that that's how life really looks on it, and you can choose how to really react with it, but you understand positive and negatives in your life, a shift is coming. And when you are quickly realizing that every single day you are allowed to change, and you are changing, you are opening doors for a shift in your life. And so, as I mentioned from the beginning of this podcast today, social good starts with us, in our life, in our family, how we treat each other. And dwelling on the past is not really dwelling, because sometimes we're not done with the past. Our past could be our present, and our present could be our past. And there, I can go and do an entire podcast about that, about how I perceive that sentence that I just said. But everyone's life is different, and they're allowed to be different. But also, in everything that I just spoke about, love and respect should always be the driver in everything. Hasta la próxima. Until next time, thank you for listening, and have a great one. Bye. Wepa. Thank you for tuning in. Show us your love and join the conversation on one of our ruedas sociales, social media. Leave a podcast review and be sure to tune in next week. ¿Y qué ahora? What's next? Check out our website and volunteer today. We have so many virtual volunteer opportunities. And remember, you can be a part of the change in a changing world. Hasta la próxima. Besos.